Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, now to the third and final hour. I will get into Iran condemns U.S. Gulf exercises. It's the type of story I have in my stack. I mean, I've got like 40 articles that are just as important as this one. Natives hit roadblock applying for state IDs. This is out of the Oregonian. They don't let the Native Americans have state IDs when this is their land, their country. Oh, but it says that the illegal aliens in the article don't have to. They get them. That's what I always point out. Citizens have to do all this stuff to get a bank account here in Texas. And I've watched illegals walk right up at Bank of America and other banks and just get whatever they want instantly. Because, again, it's policies. It's a policy to destroy this country. So we're going to – I shouldn't laugh at it. It's just so ridiculous. Let's go ahead and go back to Rod. He had one more thing he wanted to say from Montana. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I do want to thank you for everything you've been doing, but I just had enough thought. I did want to address one thing that one of your earlier callers was asking about, you know, the one who was asking about why the government would, you know, let America see that there were explosions going off, you know, below the demolition wave and you know, after the buildings started collapsing. And I think it's all about the psychological impact of it. That's why there were two planes, I believe.
It was perfectly scripted. One thing gets hit, everybody tunes in, then they see the second, then one falls and the other falls. Clearly some of the explosives weren't timed exactly correctly. They were about a second and a half off, proving it. Building 7, a lot of evidence shows there were really about 6 or 7 hijacked planes. Some evidence shows as many as 10, but I agree with 6 or 7. We know Flight 93 was going to the Capitol. We believe another flight that landed somewhere was going towards Building 7. And so it looks like Building 7 was already rigged, and so no plane there. They still had to blow it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, they wanted two planes because the first plane would draw media attention so that the whole world would be watching when the second plane hit. And after the second plane hit, anybody who wasn't watching would then tune in to see the collapses. It was all a psychological operation.
And it was done on a weekday morning. It was done for maximum effect. I appreciate your call, and you keep it up. You know, the last two callers in a row are saying, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Don't let your energy be siphoned off into some fake liberal or conservative group or some watered-down organization. You be leaders. You know that your heart's in the right place. You know you've got the information. Take action. Let's talk to Tom in California. Tom, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I have a few questions here. One, I'm calling from Eureka, California. It's just a few hours north of Bohemian Grove. I don't know if you're familiar with this area or not.
I am. Very beautiful. In fact, if I could live anywhere I wanted to, my family's in Texas, so I'll stay here. But I love Northern California.
Right on. I want to comment on a local billionaire businessman developer named Rob Arkley that lives in Eureka, and he brags about having connections to Karl Rove and Schwarzenegger, and he's put millions of dollars into other state political campaigns. He put $500,000 into ousting Tom Daschle when that campaign was going on. And I just want to know if you've ever heard of the guy and maybe could possibly do some research on your, you know.
Yeah, the name rings a bell in California politics, a big neocon. But, I mean, there's so many of these little rats.
This guy hired, for downtown Eureka, he's hired a private security firm to patrol Eureka, basically, and I want to know if that's legal, first of all.
Well, it's not really, but what they do is they get town councils to sign off on it, and everything's going to that. You'll have private Blackwater ruling over you, you know, coming for your guns. But anything else?
Yeah, also, a couple of months ago, a woman who was off her meds was throwing stuff out her window, and I guess the SWAT team stormed her apartment and shot her 9 times. And they got off scot-free.
I'll tell you what, I got Mike Malloy coming up, but I want to hear more about this, so just stay there. We'll get to you during calls with Mike Malloy, or you can hang up if you want. Here we go.
It's
each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we're really honored in this hour to be joined by Mike Malloy, and we will open the phones up at the bottom of the hour for all of you that are holding. And Mike's a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, and of course he was a big news producer at CNN before that. And I tell you, he's an amazing individual. When I would tune into Air America here locally in Austin, frankly, I couldn't stand most of the programs. They would attack George Bush on how he said nuclear. They would make little mindless jokes. It was kind of the inverse of Rush Limbaugh, you know, where he just doesn't attack anything substantive, just makes up little things or takes things out of context and builds straw men. And it was a little better than that, but it was very little hard news, hard information. And I really never tuned in other than tuning in maybe once a week or so to listen to Mike Malloy if I was out driving around at that time. And they fired him once, and then there was a big furor, so then they hired him back for a month or so. I've got to be on a show. He let me, zero censorship, let me go public with 9/11 being orchestrated by the criminals that own Bush, by an element of the military-industrial complex, a black ops squad. And he got fired again, and most people believe it's because of 9/11. Period. They didn't tell him why, and he's about to tell you that story. But clearly it's because he wasn't what you'd call a mainline liberal or conservative. I mean, on this show, without prompting, he said, buy guns, get ready to defend yourself. He said that a few months ago. I'd say that's even more pertinent right now and poignant because H.R. 6166, butchering 9 of the first 10 amendments, it does affect U.S. citizens. I mean, we're entering hell on earth here. This is really happening. I keep thinking it's a nightmare, but it's real. Mike Malloy, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Sure, Alex. One correction. I was not fired twice, just once. You were a guest on my program, in an immediate, run up to my getting fired. And I don't think it's because you, I don't think it's because 9/11.
Well, you also had Tarpley on too and a bunch of others.
Right. I honestly believe what happened was, Air America started out with a mission, and that was to provide liberal, as is defined in this country, liberal, although most liberals hide behind the word and say, no, I'm not a liberal, I'm a progressive, which really, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it pisses me off on your program, Alex, but it does. If somebody's a liberal, be a liberal. Stand up for what you believe in. But anyway, they the network was based on the idea they're going to provide liberal programming, and they had a bunch of liars, thieves, sneaks, and con artists jump in at the beginning with money, because rich liberals don't like to part with their money, Alex. One of the hardest lessons I've had to learn in the past 2 years in watching Air America flounder is that so many wealthy liberals, they're all mouth, they talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk, and that infuriates me. But that's just the way they are, whereas rich conservatives will put their money behind anything if they think it's going to forward their agenda, no matter what their agenda is. So anyway, we wound up Air America at the very beginning with what I consider to be some real thuggish types who brought money. But those of us on the air went ahead with what we were hired to do, and that was to present a liberal point of view. And behind the scenes, these the thugs were working on killing the network. Well, finally, they had a guy come in, and I'll name him. I don't give a damn. His name is Bob Ennis. He came from News Corporation, which is a Murdoch company. And where it concerned me, When we discovered that I'd been underpaid for 2 years running, my union representative, AFTRA, said, you know, well, this has got to stop. So we worked out an agreement where we would go forward. I'd sign another contract. We'd go forward, and they would pay me the money that they owed me. And when this Bob Ennis came back from vacation, wherever the hell he was.
And by the way, I did see what some of the folks get paid there. Really a paltry sum
for a
national radio host.
But, I mean, but, you know, that's the way it goes. It was a startup company, so... You know, I figured, you know, unlike Al Franken, I figured, okay, you know, I'll take a small amount. But anyway, this Ennis came back, saw how I was to be paid the money owed me, and said, no, fire him. Well, in the first place, that's illegal. But didn't matter. I mean, once they said fire him, I got fired. So, you know, the lawsuits are flying, and Air America's in bankruptcy, and blah, 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 and I'm sick and tired of it. I've got good friends at Air America. I hope they all survive. I've also got some people at Air America. I wouldn't give a damn if the truck hit them tomorrow. But, you know, I'm ready to go forward, and that's why I'm working for Nova M starting October 30th. We'll be back on the air from 9 to midnight.
Yeah, that's coming up starting on Monday. You're going to be on from 9 to midnight. Is that Central?
No, Eastern.
So you're going to be on from 8 then to 11 Central.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good news, Mike, and we're glad to have you on and promote that fact. I'm trying to, and of course, we really got you here today to talk about Bush and H.R. 6166 and to take some calls from your supporters and fans out there and people who are on the same page with us. But I wanted to first talk a little bit more about this interesting individual from News Corp, i.e. Fox, because I remember about a year ago hearing that Fox was involved in some of the financing and management.
Well, no, not true. Fox had nothing to do with Air America.
They just sent somebody over there.
Well, what happened, they needed a CEO. The last CEO they had, a guy named Danny Goldberg, also turned out to be an absolute incompetent thug. So they got rid of him the way so much of corporate America gets rid of people. They pay him $500,000 a year for the next 5 years and say, go away. You know, golden parachutes and stuff. So the board at Air America then brought in a guy named Jim Wiggott, who, now maybe you can explain the logic in this one to me, Alex. Jim Wiggott came from the cosmetic industry, not radio, not television, not newspapers, not communications, but he was a lipstick salesman, essentially. So they
That sounds better than a than somebody who runs horse shows for the Arabs,
well,
being the head of FEMA.
Not much, pal, not much. So they brought this guy in, Wiggett, and the first thing that, you know, he had a hard time doing, apparently, was understanding the combination to the men's room at the office, home office in New York. But he finally got that squared away, and then the next thing he did was start making stupid decisions. And this is nothing that people who have to deal with corporate America don't understand, Alex. I don't care what business we're in. We can be house painters, and the guy that runs the house painting crew, nine times out of ten, can't find his butt with his own hands. It's up to the worker bees to get the job done. And that's exactly how I felt. You know, as long as they leave me alone here in Atlanta, just let me do my program. I didn't too much care about what happened in the upper levels of management, but that's the wrong way to think, because the upper levels of management were so incompetent at Air America and still are. Well, take a look. They're in bankruptcy, for God's sake.
Now, I mean, I remember hearing the news. I guess then some of the Clear Channel and Fox radio stations did the experiment of, I guess, picking up Air America programming.
Well, no, that goes way back. Clear Channel stations in so many markets, for example, Atlanta, here in Atlanta, I think we have 8 stations here that are owned by Clear Channel. This is a result of Bill Clinton's signing off on the Republican-sponsored consolidation bill, which was a horrendous error and one of many by Bill Clinton, in my opinion. But Air America got in touch with the Clear Channel, or Clear Channel got in touch with Air America, because Clear Channel is, you know, they're in business to make money. And Clear Channel said, look, we've got 3 stations. Let's make something. We've got 3 stations in Detroit, 3 talk stations, and all 3 of them are doing conservative programming, and they're competing with each other. We'll turn one of those stations over to Air America programming. So that's how Clear Channel started carrying some Air America programming, simply because of the potential for profit, which
exactly.
is why people are in the business to begin with.
Exactly. And now, what about the final guy that came over? You said he came out of News Corp.
Yeah, well, the financial officer right now, the CFO, I believe, I don't know what his title is. As far as I'm concerned, he's the glorified bookkeeper. But Bob Ennis, who came from News Corp, who apparently, along with Jim Wiggett, the CEO who came from the lipstick industry, these guys are making decisions, programming decisions, because Air America had nobody in charge of programming. Now, that would be people like me. If the CFO or the CEO said, well, what about this Malloy guy that's on from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.? Ah, to hell with him. Let's get rid of him. Bang. No consideration from a programming standpoint. So as a result of that firing.
Well, I think it's more than that. I mean, you were talking about 9/11 every week. You were talking about treason. You were talking about crime family.
Well, that's true.
I mean, you say Bush crime family every other sentence.
That's very true. And I don't know. And Alex, like so much goes on in this country, it's like they say about when you get hit by a sniper bullet. You never hear of the rifle shot that brings you down. So I have no idea what really happened. I'm only accepting at face value.
Well, I know you got canned.
Right.
The week after you had a bunch of 9/11 truthers on.
Well, also, if you want to go that route, it was also after about a month or 6 weeks of hardcore criticism of the government of Israel for their practices in South Lebanon with the latest battle there. So, you know, if someone wants to go that route, if you want to say, well, 9/11, well, criticizing Israel, I guess you can. But again, it's just like getting hit by a sniper's bullet. You never know where it came from. I have no idea. I'm accepting at face value that they just decided to get rid of somebody, and I was it. They couldn't get rid of Al Franken. They couldn't get rid of Randy Rhodes. Who in the hell are they going to get rid of? Hello? But that's
well, I
got
to be honest. I mean, I really can't listen to Al Franken or Randy Rhodes. I mean,
I can't listen to Al, and Randy, I don't have a choice anymore, because there's no Air America station in Atlanta. We had one here, but it was bought by somebody, and he said the first thing I'm going to do is get rid of all this Air America programming, and he did. So, you know, in talk radio, different people have different choices different tastes as far as what they like to hear. Hell, Alex, I've sat down sometimes and listened to a rebroadcast of my show, and I can't stand it.
You got a good show. Stay there, Mike Malloy. Let's get into your take on what's happening in this country right now, and then we'll go to some of the phone calls. Coming up, we'll get into Iran condemns U.S. Gulf exercises. Are they going to hit Iran? We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Your calls are coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. Mike Malloy wowed me last time he was on. He just out of the blue said, now's the time to buy guns, now's the time to get ready to defend yourself. And, yeah, I mean, it could come down to that. Gun confiscations, mass roundups, it does affect U.S. citizens. Houston Chronicle reporting on FEMA camps. I mean, I've actually started looking at foreign countries to evacuate my family to. I have promised to go down with a ship, and I mean, I'm not saying this for theatrics. Listen, I lay awake at night now. I mean, Bush may become imperial ruler. Do you understand? And that's how, that's my analysis. I'm freaked out. Mike Malloy, are you as freaked out, or do you think everything's okay?
I've got to remain, to the extent that I can, Alex, an optimist. My thing about guns, I've always been a gun owner. I've always been a hunter. Small game. I've never gone after big game. Back in the day, I was a member of the NRA until they got crazy. And I dropped my NRA membership probably 25 years ago. But as far as gun ownership is concerned, I've said it before that, you know, as far as responsible gun ownership, I have no problem with that. I am one. As far as for self-defense and for the possibility of something really, really, really weird happening in this country to a greater extent than it is already, I honestly believe if we still have any respect for the people who put this country together at the very beginning, then responsible people will make sure that they have access. And I'm sorry if this irritates liberals, because I consider myself a liberal, but responsible people will make sure they have access to firearms. And that's not to go out and rape and pillage and loot and shoot and kill folks and rob grocery stores. That's to, if it becomes necessary to defend oneself, to organize in militias or whatever it takes. Jesus, I sound like an absolute right-wing nut here, but I'm sorry. You know, George Bush has pushed this issue. The neocon right has pushed this issue. And it's gotten to the point where, as far as I'm concerned, American citizens have an obligation, several obligations. First of all, be politically informed. Don't be conned. Don't buy the lies and the stories. And to take advantage of the fact that in this country you can own weapons. There's a lot of countries where you can't. I wish I lived in a society where guns were not necessary. I've said that before a million times.
But as long as there's bad people out there with them, we've got to have them. But, I mean,
especially when the bad people are in the damn government.
Exactly. I mean, Mike Malloy, do you ever lay in bed at night just thinking, how did it ever get this crazy? I mean, I never thought it would get this crazy this fast. I mean, this is so obvious that Bush is trying to be a dictator.
I have. I have had that conversation in my own head. I've sat there and talked with my wife, Kathy. You know, I've said before, I've got grandchildren, but I also have a 2-year-old daughter, and it disturbs the hell out of me, Alex, that I have to sit here with my wife, and talk about what she and I need to do in order to even prepare a little bit for potential disasters that this government may bring on us. I can't stand having that kind of conversation. At my age, Alex, I thought, you know, okay, I'm going to live my life, and when I hit the age I'm at now, maybe things will ease up a bit. Maybe the liberals and the conservatives will have beat the hell out of each other and come to some kind of conclusion that it's best to find a peaceful way to run this country, a lawful way to run this country, a constitutionally lawful way to run this country, and everybody can just kind of chill out, you know, just take it easy. Well, that didn't happen. So like you, I sometimes think, what the hell? Where do I live? What happened here? What happened here? And I don't have any answers, Alex.
Feeling. It's a feeling of like coming home and somebody's broken into your house. That's happened to a lot of people that haven't.
There you go. That's a good analogy, yeah.
I mean, that feeling of being violated. It's like, who is this person? Who are these people? You know, it's like that Bob Dylan song of they think they own the world and it's their toy.
Right, right, exactly. I don't quite get it. I read an essay. I forget. I wish I could remember who wrote it. But these people are involved for the power, strictly for the power. I don't think they have any agenda other than the accumulation of power. I don't think
That's what dictators always do, and psychopaths,
right,
is that they get all total control. They've still got to exercise some power, and so they start just stomping on people because it's what they do.
Yes. I'm not a happy camper, Alex.
Mike Malloy, I want to talk about the upcoming election. How much Diebold, how much Sequoia, how much Hardiner Civics fraud will we see, and also take some calls, 1-800-259-9231. graciously spending time with us. We're honored to have him. He is a good apple. He's Mike Malloy, and he'll be back on the radio starting next week, 9 to midnight Eastern.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, these phone calls are going to be all over the map. And that's fine. Mike Malloy is a talk show host. He can chime in on them. Tom, Drew, Paul, Ed, Melissa, many others. We're going to go to your calls right now. And then before our illustrious guest leaves us, I want to get his take on the upcoming election. Notice, Mike, obviously you've seen this. You're astute. They're telling us, oh, the Help America Vote Act paying for all those special no-record CIA-controlled voting machines to be put in, despite the fact that all these engineers and employees have gone public saying they were hired to rig it to steal votes and rig it with wireless systems. Now the New York Times tells us, oh, there's going to be record problems this year. The high-tech stuff's even worse. So when I hear problem, that lets me know fraud, but they've got a problem. In 2000 and 2004, clearly the election was stolen. Kerry clearly took a dive. Total ringer, but now everybody's watching. Now in major polls, 90%+ believe there's election fraud, and the people are angry. So do you think Bush and Rove will steal the election in front of everyone?
I think they'll try. These Diebold machines, ESS, I think there are three or four companies that make these machines. there is no reason not to try to steal it, because it's almost impossible to take a look at the software. If you can see it, it's proprietary software. This is a thing that irritates the hell out of me, Alex. We're talking about voting here, and the companies that have been given the contracts to build the machines say, well, we're not going to show you the computer programs because it's proprietary. So you'll take our word for it, or to hell with you. And I don't think anything has made me more angry than this voting machine thing that developed in the 2000 presidential election. As far as New York Times just discovering there's a problem, it just makes you want to go up and smack the hell out of somebody. People have been talking about, responsible people, and some of us out here on the fringe who are not very responsible, like me, have been talking about the theft of these elections going all the way back to 2000. I live here in Georgia, Alex, and I watched what happened in 2002 when the governorship was stolen, when Senator Max Cleland, triple amputee from Vietnam, had his Senate seat stolen. I know what I'm talking about. I live here, and Georgia was the first place where every single precinct in the state had to use the Diebold machine. And as a result, we got some losers in office here that no way in hell they would have been elected into office had it not been for these gummed-up machines.
So, here's my question to Mike Malloy. The scientific polling agencies, Zogby, Gallup, Scripps Howard News Service, mm-hmm. Angus and Reid, they're all showing Republicans losing 25 to 30 seats in the House, 10 to 15 seats, 7 seats minimum in the Senate. But then the neocon polls come out and say, oh, no, it's neck and neck. And Bush says, I'm totally confident we're going to win. What's going to happen in the future as they steal and steal and steal and steal? Clear Channel owns the voting machines everybody votes on here in Travis County. People who are way behind in polls magically win, like Michael McCall, because he's married to Lowry Mays, the owner of Clear Channel's daughter, and Lowry Mays is his biggest contributor. Annie owns Hardiner Civics that we vote on. I mean, we've got Senator Hagel owning the company, or being the chairman of the company, you know, that he magically wins with. I mean, soon we'll just have voting machine company owners, and maybe they'll vote themselves king and wear little gold crowns. I mean, it's going to come to a head. It is coming to a head where the people know it's a fraud. The polls show it's a fraud. The exit polls show it's a fraud. I mean, I think they've got this power now to steal elections, but can they get away with it?
Well, you know, Stalin said it. I'm going to garble what he said. He said something to the effect that anyone can hold an election. What matters is who counts the votes. And we have a Stalin-esque system in this country now. So I don't know, Alex. I would think that with feelings running in this country the way they're running now about the Iraq occupation, about threatening half the countries in the world, about just the spiraling down that Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld have pushed this country into. We're a torture nation now. We have a gulag scattered all over the planet with secret prison camps. We have FEMA developing detention centers in the United States. If America can't vote these people out at this point, then something is horribly wrong. Now, I think the collective consciousness in this country is realizing the situation that we're in. And I think perhaps if there is not a turnaround, and in some instances I hate like hell to see certain Democrats get into positions of power, but what
Nancy
are you going to do,
Pelosi?
Alex? Well, what are you going to do? For the time being, what are you going to do? But if that doesn't happen, I would think maybe, perhaps, this time, the American public will say no, and they'll act like Serbs, or they'll act like people in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, or they'll act like people...
Romania.
Romania, where people come out and say, no, by God, that's not what we voted for. That's not what we want.
But then the anti-terror forces will shoot us with rubber bullets.
Yeah, well,
listen, it's going to happen. They're gearing up for it. They're ready, but it's going to backfire on them. Because, I mean, do we want to live in a country where we know they're stealing the elections, and they're doing it? I mean, this is, again, it's scary.
I know,
and
I know.
And Mike Malloy, you've had all the guests on. You know the facts. In your gut, you've got to know 9/11's an inside job.
I've said before, Alex, I do not buy the official story. I don't know. I go to your site. I go to a lot of sites. I check on this stuff. I watch the movies, Loose Change. I watch all this stuff. As far as I'm concerned, the official story is a lie. Now, I don't know what happened.
I agree with you. I mean, we know the official story is a fraud, and we know they've been covering up and lying. So right there, we've got them.
I know some of you folks who have studied this to a far greater degree than I have come to some pretty firm conclusions. I'm not there yet. All I know, Alex, is I don't believe the official story. I will never believe that 19 half-wits who were out drinking the night before and chasing strippers somehow got on board of four jetliners with box cutters and defeated the entire United States military trillion-dollar defense system and did what they did. I cannot accept that. I cannot accept that.
Well,
I just can't.
Mr. Steele, a high-level former CIA officer, Marine Corps intelligence officer, I'm digging out his info here, he's on Thursday, he's been a big Republican. He said he looked at the evidence, he's gone public, he's saying it's got to be a U.S.-based inside job. Now, he's saying, was it provocateur, or did they totally engineer it? He doesn't know. But
right.
Again, he knows all the evidence points 180 degrees away from the official narrative. That is just that. I mean, it is a fairy tale, folks.
Well, at the very best, In terms of all of us retaining our sanity, at the very, very best, the incompetence of the Bush administration when there were threats and warnings that such a thing was going to happen, the very best scenario for these thugs is they let it happen. Beyond that, I don't know. But you know, and a lot of your listeners know about Operation Northwoods. If you don't know about it, Google it, for God's sake. It goes all the way back to Kennedy. When the Joint Chiefs said to Kennedy, let's engineer an attack, blame it on Cuba, we'll knock down a couple of buildings, we'll blow up a couple of American cities, we'll kill a few thousand American citizens and blame it on the Cubans, that'll give us reason to attack. So it's out there, Alex, and that was 45 years ago. So if anybody thinks this stuff is fairy tale or you're a bunch of tin foil hat conspiracy freaks, all I suggest is you take a look at history, and Kennedy killed it. Who is the head of the Strategic Air Command? Was it
L.L. Lemser and the psychopath May was in there. Yeah,
Curtis LeMay, and he was one of the leading generals at the time. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and they presented this to John Kennedy. And this was after the Bay of Pigs. This is before Kennedy got pissed off the wrong people and got assassinated. But they presented this to him, and Kennedy said, "No, you're out of your mind." So
well, that's when he fired a bunch of them, and he also fired the director of the CIA, and then about a year later, they blew his head up like a shotgun to a pumpkin. No, I totally agree. Let's take some calls here. Well, before we do that, just briefly, what's your prediction for the election? We know 35% of the country's got these new machines in place. Will that be enough to swing it, or what's going to happen?
I hate making political predictions and for the obvious reasons, but If America's had enough, then we'll get rid of these Republicans. Now, the sad fact is we'll have to replace them with Democrats, but there's a good chance to stop this Republican machine, put Democrats in, and then purge the party. Go for third party, go for Democrats who are real Democrats. I think there's a chance that the Democrats will get the House and the Senate. If they don't,
we know there's fraud.
It's time to book reservations someplace, Alex. I don't know, but like you, I'm going to stay here to the bitter end. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we have the attitude of evacuating, they're going to win. But I mean, if Bush does start arresting people en masse and they start calling him dear leader, I'm going to punch the ejection seat for my family.
Well, that's when I get out the oil and the. The rub down cloths to make sure that my weapons are in excellent condition.
and the Molotov cocktails, huh? Let's go ahead here and take a call. Tom in California. Tom, go ahead. You called one to tell a story about a SWAT team?
Yeah, there was a woman in Eureka who she was grieving the anniversary of her son's death 1 year later, and I guess she was off her meds. She was upset. There was a welfare check done on her, and they called the SWAT team, and within an hour, and she was even on the phone with a friend who was working with the SWAT team. A friend of hers was on a cell phone with her, and all she wanted was a pack of cigarettes, whatnot, and they made the guy hang up the phone. They stormed her apartment and shot her dead. She shot her 9 times. These cops got off scot-free. They're all living in different states now. They couldn't even be contacted as witnesses for the coroner's inquest and whatnot. And even today's headlines, police bullets kill Eureka teen. I guess a 15 or 16-year-old boy was shot. They They came into his house on a probation check, and they maced everybody.
Well, he was probably with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
They ought to just start lining everybody up against this wall and just shoot hundreds of us. You know, it'll boost morale.
Yeah.
Well, public executions.
You guys have got me all fired up talking about 9/11, and I want to tell you that I'm obsessed. You know, for the last couple of years, I've seen the videos, I've seen the articles, I've looked at the government story over and over and over and over again, and anybody who thinks that it wasn't an inside job has simply not done the research. I mean, just take a look at the fact that I get asked all the time, how could they have gotten bombs in the buildings? Well, Marvin Bush was the head of security, and his cousin Walker, who is, you know, linked to Hitler, right? Walker?
Well, it's the grandfather.
Well, the whole Bush family has definite ties to the Hitler regime, going back to Prescott Bush, the beginnings of World War II. We all know that, or we should know that.
Yeah. Well,
it seems like people, one of your callers was talking about, you know, what can he do to wake people up, and it seems like people will only wake up when these issues affect them directly, even though they don't realize that all these issues affect all of us directly. You know, but I'll give you an example. I know several women who trying to tell them for years about 9/11, they just won't listen, but then when they find out that the government wants to make abortion illegal, all of a sudden they're up in arms, and all of a sudden they're waking up to 9/11. It seems like unless these issues affect you directly, you're not going to pay attention.
I hear you. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, that's what your caller said is very true. Who was it that said all politics is local? If it doesn't affect you directly, you start to think, Alex, that well, it's just not that important. Anyone who doesn't think that the destruction of habeas corpus is important is a fool. Anyone who doesn't think that having wire enclosed First Amendment zones isn't important is a moron. You know, this entire country used to be a First Amendment zone, Alex. You and I are not old enough. I mean, we're not so old we don't remember that.
Oh, I remember it just 6 years ago.
Yeah, no kidding. So if people think that what the Bush crime family has done doesn't affect them directly today, this minute, right now, while your program is live, then they are willfully ignorant.
And by the way, Mike, when you say Bush crime family, folks, we're not joking. Every single one of them
family.
Is involved in robberies and drugs and SNLs and CIA.
Oh, my God.
Prescott was the head Nazi bag man. I mean, they are a serious hardcore mafia.
It is. The No Child Left Behind thing, part of that was designed to help one of the Bush boys, who was it Marvin or whichever one was involved in Silverado, got some funding from the Saudis, like the Bush family
does. It's Jeb.
The one that has the the educational software that's not worth the powder to blow it to hell.
No, I know what it is. Jeb got in trouble because he bought it for the state. That's what it was.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
I forget which one it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's either Marvin or one of the Bush boys. But anytime these thugs get in trouble, they turn to the Saudis and they get bailed out or they get money. And I would remind people, I don't need to on your program, but I'll just say it anyway, that 15 of the 19 bombers who did come to this country were Saudis. And these are Bush family business partners, for God's sake. Why is that so hard for people to get through their minds, Alex, that the Bush family has dealt with the Saudi royals and the Bin Laden family for 50 years?
Why, that's right.
Why can't Americans understand that?
Well, they vacationed together. Remember whenever FBI agent Robert Wright was up there on C-SPAN at the National Press Club, and he said I was given a letter. I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know. It's threatening to arrest me. All I can tell you is, quote, the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens.
Yeah, well, there you go. And the answer to that, they say, well, now you can't hold us responsible for that. The Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden had 15 brothers. So, you know, just because we vacation with the family doesn't mean we're attached to Osama Bin Laden. I say bat squeeze.
Even the Wall Street Journal, a month before 9/11, said it was a horrible relationship.
Well, sure it is.
And the guy's CIA, folks. I mean, if it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it's quacking. I mean, come on here.
It's time to have roast duck.
Exactly. Drew in Omaha, Nebraska, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I was going to talk about something else, but since you're on the subject of 9/11, I guess I'll talk about that for a moment. Interesting thing. I went to a conference here in Omaha, actually in Bellevue, where off the Air Force Base is. They had a couple people from the 9/11 Commission come talk.
Oh, yeah, that weird meeting with all these CEOs, most of them out of the buildings, you know, out there meeting with Warren Buffett, and Bush flies there later. I mean, this is creepy.
It is, it is, it is, but it doesn't surprise me either. You know, they said post-Cold War there's more CIA agents at Offutt than anywhere else in the world, so it's interesting. But anywho, I was at this commission and deal going on, and the two people talking were saying how the commission was set up to fail and yada, yada, yada. They didn't have proper funding, et cetera, et cetera. And so I was able to ask them a question at the end, and I said, well, based on all these shortcomings, what was it that you guys missed? I mean, there's all this, you know, erroneous evidence. You don't talk about Building 7 in the report, et cetera. And the lady says to me with a straight face, we think we've done, you know, everything in our capabilities, and we don't think we missed even one thing in the report.
Wow.
Yeah, so first they're whining because of criticism, because the whole thing's a joke and a fraud, appointed by Bush, not independent. First they're up there going, yeah, we had a few problems, and then she said they're absolutely perfect, huh?
Yeah, so it was just all interesting. It's just a real
quick. You know what, Alex, let me just add this real quick. What really gets me, they bring Clinton in to question him about his relationship with what's her name, the girl from Arkansas. And they put him under oath.
Stay there. We got a break. Come back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Yeah.
Sundown on the Union. Lord Bush and his controllers love it. We have Aaron Russo's new Freedom to Fascism. It's an updated version on DVD. Just came out. It's got North American Union info on it. Available at InfoWars.com. Right now, the DVD is now available. $19.95, and you get Terror Storm for only $9.95 when you get it with America Freedom to Fascism. Again, InfoWars.com. Or 888-253-3139, or you can write to us via the address 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I want to cram Paul and Ed in here real fast. Mike Malloy, finishing up what you were saying, sir.
I was just going to say, you know, when Bill Clinton was questioned about his relationship with Paula Jones, they put him under oath. When George Bush and Dick Cheney were summoned before the 9/11 Commission, they were not put under oath. What in the hell is that?
And when Congress called them for the closed session, they weren't under oath.
Right. I don't know. I'm starting to get real angry again, Alex.
Well, yeah, and plus you've been off the air a few weeks. So
I know. I know. I've had a chance to get my liver back in working order, you know, from all the bile. You know, I've calmed down a little bit, but, you know, I get on here with you for 45 minutes, and I'm ready to kick ass and take names again.
That's right, and you'll be back syndicated starting coming
Monday,
up.
Monday night. Monday coming, the 30th.
And that's called Nova M Network.
Yeah, Nova. I'll tell you where it comes from. The owner, or the founder, Shelley Drobny, his family is from Poland, and Nova M. The M stands for a long Polish word. It was named the village in Poland that his grandparents were from.
Hey, I like it. It's a neat name.
Yeah, Nova M. And it's got kind of a cool sound to it. It sounds almost astrophysical.
Sure. Let's take two quick calls. Paul and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Mike. Hey, I was just going to give you a word that you were trying to look for earlier when you were saying that you were being selfish to want to open the door for people. The word you were looking for was actually altruistic.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that people that care about other people, instinctively, it's selfishness. When you want to be nice to everybody around you, it comes back to you. Other people are then nice. It's really something you do that's for yourself. Now, you don't consciously realize that, but it's good instincts to stand up against corruption was the point I was trying to make. But thank you.
Yeah, so it's an unselfish devotion.
Sure. What else is on your mind?
Not much. Just wanted to try and help you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You did help me. I was looking for that word. Thank you. Mike, do you get the point I'm making that these self-centered people are the most unhappy folks I know, but when you really start caring about other people, you feel good?
Well, that's true. You know, my grandmother taught me that. My grandmother, who was a church-going Baptist, I'm not, but I mean, that was one of the essential life lessons that she taught me. I wish I could live that way more than I do, Alex. Because
absolutely.
You know, I'm just angry all the time.
Real fast, Ed in Florida, you got 30 seconds. You're our tail gunner. Take us out. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate your show. Look,
thanks.
Why do liberals continue to worship the Clintons despite the fact that they were tied to the CIA?
You haven't heard me worship the Clintons.
Not you.
Oh.
I'm talking about most mainstream liberals out there. I mean,
there's probably
Louis Posada, arms manufacturing, drug smuggling, Waco.
I have no idea.
And you specifically, do you think the Democrats are really going to do anything with the Military Commissions Act?
Okay, thank you. Answer the question, Mike. Sorry.
Yeah, I think the Democrats would.
Okay, thank you. Mike Malloy, we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
All right, Alex, take care, man. Keep your powder dry.
We'll see you. God bless you all. Have a nice day.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.